I've never done this before, and arguably it's a bad idea, but it's stipulated in the contract, and they're paying me a lot of money extra, and this is retirement money, buy an island money, so I don't see a problem with it. I will of course be changing everything about myself after the job, but until then, this is accurate. My name is Malcolm Renault, and I'm a killer. You know, I didn't start out that way. If you do, I was a quiet kid. I like to read and build mazes from my Berenstain Bears books. You know, I'd play hide and seek in the end with the neighborhood children. And we played cops and robbers, and I always wanted to be the robbers. Because the robbers got to hide. And I decided early that, in life that I wanted to be a ninja or a pirate. So, and one day I was singing a song about Long John Silver, having just eaten a kid's meal from there. And my sister came up to me and said that pirates killed people. And this was shocking to me, because I ain't. So, and I thought, that they stole all the disabled and were, generally speaking, decent folks for all of that. I stopped singing, which I think was what she was after. Then I started thinking, right? If pirates killed people, then weren't pirates just ninjas who weren't alone and made money? So at 8, this sat in my head for about 5 minutes, and then I was off on another tangent. But I never lost that thought. I began taking martial arts that summer. It's a little young, but, you know, my parents wanted me to be active. And, you know, because, you know, get me out of the house, get my nose out of a boat. Then something other than some sort of desire to be some kind of badass. I learned how to punch and kick, and more importantly, how to take a punch. Admittedly, taking a punch was already a lesson I'd learned at school. Being constitutionally unable to back down, and being something of a dweeb. I stuck with the martial arts, though. Never learning one style or anything. Just floating around, picking up the bits and pieces that I liked. My older brother was into meditation and jumping things, and I thought he was the coolest, so I did too. Learned to control my breathing and listen for the faintest sounds. And it all seems very deliberate in retrospect, but at the time, I was just playing. I stuck with karate for a while, since it basically took an amalgam of styles and jumbled it all together into an effective tool. And as I entered middle school, I found that I had another talent. I could make friends and make them feel safe around me. And the adult me sees that and knows a 6 foot plus martial artist who acted like a book nerd must have been odd and intimidating to any bully that wanted to try their hand. And the people that flocked to my banner, as it were outsiders, you know, foreign exchange students, computer nerds, and we engaged in geeky pursuits, which at the time I thought was super cool. That's it. That's enough for now. Now I have things to do.